this is Atsuko from Shonen Life, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM.
Inventing engine that would solve the crisis. Okay. It's about 8:15, 8:16 in the evening, and we just heard The Replacements with their classic college rock track, Left of the Dial. Before The Replacements, we heard from Husker Du. We heard from a band called The Go-To-Beds, doing a Red Cross song called And It's Got the Hits. We heard from Red Cross from their glammy phase, Peach Kelly Pop. And at the top of the hour when I took over, we heard the band Sidewalk Driver, which is a Boston band, and their rockin' tune Kidnapped. My name is Matt, and I'm filling in for DJ Ray and JD, whose show Welcome to the Time Machine airs every other Saturday between 8 and 9 p.m. here on WMFO. Since I've just got an hour with you here until 9, let's get back to the music. This is another, for me anyway, classic track from a Boston band. This is The Oysters.
Yeah. Stranded halfway between Mercury and Pluto, Miss Frizzle and her gang of second graders have no way back to Earth until they remember that radio waves never die. Guided by the freeform stylings of WMFO, the Magic School Bus Gang safely makes it back towards Earth. To avoid future field trip mishaps and to help keep WMFO running strong, write a check to Trustees of Tufts College and send it to WMFO, Attention, Donation, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts 02155, or give online at support.wmfo.org.
That was the band Dead Moon with a song off of their first LP entitled In the Graveyard. Prior to that, we heard from an artist named Tommy Keene, longtime Washington, D.C. power pop, power punk sort of guy. Has played with a lot of people, or had played with a lot of people. Including The Replacements and Guided by Voices and many, many others, I believe. So Tommy Keene unfortunately passed away earlier this week, and the singer from Dead Moon, Fred Cole, I think. He passed away earlier in November, so that was a couple of tracks in memoriam for folks who are no longer with us. Early on in the show, we also heard a Grant Hart track. So that, taken together with the other two, was a trio of songs to help us remember folks who have passed away. And we started the set off with Tell Me by the Oysters. Not sure of the status, the life status of the members of the Oysters, but they were a great 80s Boston band. All right. My name is Matt. You are tuned in to WMFO in Medford. And let's get back to the rock and roll. I'm going to start playing some more contemporary stuff. First one up is by another Boston band, Justine and the Unclean, Passive Aggressive Baby.
Yeah.
is a new band from Somerville. I think they're pretty new. You can find them on Bandcamp. They are called Leopard Print Taser, and that song was To You. Before that, we heard a band, at least formerly from Burlington, Vermont, called Apartment 3 with I Wanna Know You. We heard another Boston band, not sure if they are still active or not. That was Sweet John Bloom with Born Witch off of a 2015 release. And I think at the top of set, we had Cyanide Pills, not from Boston, not from New England. Nope, they're from the UK. Leeds, I want to say. They put out a 2017 record called Sliced and Diced, which is lots of fun. And we heard Say You Will. Started things off at the top of the set somewhere near 8:30 with Justine and the Unclean from Boston with Passive Aggressive Baby. That is a single. They are apparently putting out a record, at the start of December. So keep your ears open. Check them out. Pretty cool stuff. Going to get back to it. My name again is Matt. It is 8:42. You are tuned into WMFO in Medford. Mike Conway is coming up at 9. He will play some rock and roll, some classic rock and roll for you, but maybe some tracks that you haven't heard recently, anyway, until I think 11 o'clock. In my remaining time, I will play mostly new music. This is a band from DC called Ulta Beauty, and they just put out one song that I found so far, but it's kind of cool. Soap.
Yeah.
Wow. So that was a band called Sweet Knives, somewhere down south, Memphis, I want to say, with a song called Lion's Mouth. They put out a record this year that has lots of fun songs on it. You can find it on Bandcamp. You could probably find it on other streaming services. And if you look real hard, you might be able to find some vinyl or another physical medium. Before that, we heard a band called Rainbow Reservoir with Coco Sleeps Around. I believe Rainbow Reservoir is out of the UK, but I think they've got an American singer. And at the top of the set, we heard from Ulta Beauty out of Washington, D.C. with a song called Soap. My name is Matt. I am going to be out of here in about 8 minutes, and Mike is going to take over with some rock and roll until 11 o'clock. I will get back to it, leave you with a few. One, go back in time here. This is the band, The Jam.